Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Maddux. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Willoughby. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Willoughby. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spear moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Maddux reaches second base with a double. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maddux scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomason moves to second. One out. Jim Willoughby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willoughby strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Monday reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Maddox strikes out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomason moves to second. Jim Willoughby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willoughby is 0-for-1 in the game. Willoughby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes bunts towards third. Santo throws to first for one, and Pepitone throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bonds goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 2-1, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Rader and he is out, Fuentes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maddux hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomason strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rader for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. Beckert moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Willoughby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willoughby is 0 for 2 in the game. Willoughby strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spear strikes out. There goes Fuentes. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Fuentes moves to third. Spear moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley bunts towards the mound. Willoughby fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to second. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maddox. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Maddox steals second. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomason strikes out. 1 out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Maddox moves to third. 2 outs. Ed Goodson pinch hits for Jim Willoughby. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Munday strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Moffitt covering, for the out. Beckert moves to third. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bonds is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards third. Santos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Phillips pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 4 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to third. Maddox moves to second. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomason hits a line drive to right field. Cardenal throws towards the infield. Locker fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Locker. Phillips scores. Maddox scores. Thomason moves to third. It's 4-2, Giants. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moffitt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Phillips now playing third base. Dave Kingman now playing first base. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Bob Locker. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.